This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Moffat County United Way and Rouse County United Way are merging to be United Way of the Yampa Valley. The organization will serve Northwest Colorado, including supporting Rio Blanco County. There will be a fall campaign to raise money for the new United Way of the Yampa Valley. The merger of the two groups goes into effect September 1st. Steamboat Springs Fire Rescue will help you on how to prepare your home for wildfires. Kate Averett is one of two seasonal wildland firefighters on staff who will walk around your house or neighborhood and point out things that are good or bad if there's a fire.
I think it just allows us here at the fire department to help us help you be prepared for any wildfire danger in the future.
Averett says the most important place to check is the immediate zone, which is 0 to 5 feet around your house. Move anything away from wall exteriors that can burn, like mulch, leaves, and firewood piles.
The 0 to 5 feet is the most important surrounding your house because as long as you have it hardened, there's no ground fuel that could creep up and cause a potential ignition.
Other things to do include have screens in your home that have an 1/8-inch thick mesh, fix any loose or missing shingles, remove low-hanging branches that are near to the ground. To schedule a home ignition zone assessment, reach out to the local fire department. You can find out more at firewise.org. Team members from Congresswoman Lauren Boebert's office are having mobile office hours to meet with constituents today. They'll be at the Craig Chamber of Commerce building from 11:30 until 12:30. Then they're headed to Meeker at the City Town Hall from 2 to 3. Fetcher Park Road is one of the few dirt roads within the city of Steamboat Springs. It will be closed most of the day Friday for dust mitigation treatment, depending on the weather, should reopen for the weekend. The Morningside String Band is playing at the historic Hayden Granary Thursday night. That show starts at 6 and it's free. The Moffat County Fair has events August 1st through 12th with a big junior livestock auction on that Saturday night, August 12th. Now, the kids from Rouse County 4-H, they had a busy day Wednesday delivering posters all over the county for the upcoming Rouse County Fair, August 11th through 20th.
Get ready for the Rouse County Fair.
That's Brooke May, who plans to show 2 market steer and 2 market swine at the fair next month in Hayden. You can find out more at rousecountyfair.org. You can also get your tickets now to Chancey Williams and the Demolition Derby. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at steamboatradio.com.